All right, everybody, welcome to, I have no idea, I should really keep track of what episode
podcast 007.
We haven't done one in a while. We did some about like social networking, growing your, you know, it was mainly me talking at home about how to grow your Instagram channel and your social media reach and everything. So we want to get back into this, but we've been super busy. Obviously, we had the huge release of the Blade Change, which
was amazing. Let me start this off, right?
Thank you. Of course. So with the Blade Shades, if you guys didn't know, we released our first product after just over 3 years of showcasing this online, trying to make this our full-time gig. The Blade Shades are hockey stick sunglasses.
Very well received.
It's actually better than I thought it would be, because you never really know when you get this close to a project. And like, we worked on it for so long.
Yep.
The designs, the manufacturer, all the details that really needed to be fleshed out. But sometimes you're just too close to it to know how the public will actually respond and take in,
you know, but,
what it was.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's because we just went full-blown with it. We didn't do any survey or nothing.
Well, we just believed in it.
Yeah.
But I think that's also why, like, for me personally, my expectations were quite low in the release because I wanted to try to be like impartial, not be attached to it as much as you can be, and biased to something you've worked years on, years and years on. So
but you can't help but be biased.
You can't help but be biased. But so anyways, long story short, the feedback of it has just been amazing. People are loving the quality of them. And so with the Blade Shades, we are now going to kind of accomplish two dreams in one.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah. 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 We're going to a trade show showcasing this product.
When we went originally, for the past 3 years since we started showcasing this online and Ken and I started working together, we had talked about, we got to get to Minnesota for the Let's Play Hockey Expo.
To see what's out there.
To just experience, A, the high school tournament, the people, meet some of the people we met on social media. But
if they want to meet us.
If they want to meet us, we'll see. And then to go to the Let's Play Hockey Expo is a huge bucket list for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge bucket list thing we get to cross off. And then it's really kind of surreal that we're going to actually sell a product. It still kind of, for me, hasn't registered in my head. Not, we're going to be a vendor, not just a participant.
Yeah, and never been a vendor at a big show like this. You've done it with Meg doing the little
art. Yeah, it's local stuff.
So you're experienced it.
I have some, yeah.
There
and
you go.
I did it for some of this stuff for the government.
How about bring some of Meg's little fudge that we could hand that out to?
Because we'll eat it all before we even get
That'd be
to the
awesome.
Show.
Pair of sunglasses, fudge.
Excuse me, sir, do you have anything to declare? Yeah, my wife's fudge is amazing.
Yeah.
Can't bring that across the border.
Yeah.
But we're really pumped because I think we're leaving in less than 2 weeks. Oh, 2 weeks,
God.
Tuesday. 2 weeks in a couple days, so yeah, like 16 days.
Is it 16 days?
Yeah,
it's
so
exciting.
We're taking creations,
a few little
ones that are okay for shipping. We're taking, what else are we taking? We're gonna be taking the giant blocker.
Yep.
We're taking some big props, try to get some attention.
Yep.
And you know, in this podcast with Ken, we do this together. I think we just kind of talked about a reoccurring segment because Ken's always creating, coming up with really cool things. That I'm calling, I don't know, what's Ken's next creation or the next creation or something, but what are you working on?
This helps
on
a lot.
The beer. Okay, for everyone on the podcast, Ken's pointing to his beer. Ken, what are you currently working on physically, so you're building, but then also what is like some future plans and stuff you'd like to do in the future?
With hockey sticks or just in
just
general?
Just in general to the cave.
Well, right now, working on the shelving unit for the trade show. We're almost got that done, so it'll come apart and we ship it to Minnesota to display our Blade Shades, and that was a pain to make, but
it looks really good. So what Ken's talking about is it's pretty much looks like two ladders on each side.
Yeah.
And then there's a arena board across the middle and our Blade Shades sit across the middle. So you had a good example when you said like it looks kind of like one of those dessert trays that is like a layered wedding.
Yeah.
That we're gonna have Blade Shades on with some of our branding, so it's a really cool way to showcase it. And I think once again we'll do what we do and try to capture people's attention through Ken's creations.
Yeah, and I wonder how many vendors will have stuff made out of hockey sticks. Probably not many. Oh well, no, we got the people that build the shape of the states.
Oh yeah, Great Lakes Hockey.
Yeah,
they're from
great.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
They sent us a Canadian maple leaf with hockey
they
sticks.
They do nice
out of it.
Work.
They do really good quality, like designer work. Like I would throw that hockey stick maple leaf that they had with probably some real nice organic, real wood I would put that in my living room.
Totally.
Like it's a designer piece. So big shout out to Great Lakes Hockey and the work they've
done.
Yeah,
we're more of the raw, just hockey sticks and just slam it together.
Well, you can tell by our production value. You know, like, we have a microphone between the two of us. There's a camera on a half-broken tripod, which I'm kind of scared that's going to fall if, you know, we breathe the wrong way. But we that's kind of what we want to do, is we want to be as authentic as possible.
Well,
bring
we
some
are.
Cool content
yeah,
to
we,
it.
Yeah, we're blue-collar workers, and we can't afford the big workshop. We just, you know, find a table and build stuff.
We should do a Cribs version of your workshop. How small and tiny it is and the amount of cool
compared
stuff. Yeah, I mean, people have, like, the size of the cave workshops.
I know,
you know,
and
like,
it's all
you're super
vacuums
jealous.
Sucking out the dust, and it's all everything, joiners, everything. We just got, you know, skill saws, hacksaws.
We just make it work.
Saws.
We get stuff done. That's one thing I think I've really appreciated working with Ken over the past over 3 years now.
Stop it, I'm blushing.
Is Ken gets stuff done, and that's something that I kind of same here, like I try to attribute to myself too, is I really appreciate people that get stuff done, because there's always a lot of talk out there, but you know, Ken's like, I'm gonna get these done for Minnesota, or I'm gonna do this, or like, you know, I say to him, hey, we got to get a vlog done, he's more than accommodating, and you know, there's always something
Did
to be said.
Did I send
said.
You the bill yet?
No.
All
no.
Right. Okay.
This is a paid ad for Ken Shaw's work right now. But,
send money, please.
Yeah. So we've been working together, but I think
that's a good name for the podcast. Money for Minnesota.
Money for Minnesota. Yeah. Donate in the next 2 weeks. We need it.
Yeah.
But if you guys do want to help us out, you can get your blade shades at bladeshades.com. That's a better way to do it than just straight donating. And get a pair of these really high quality hockey stick sunglasses.
Is it
make sure
www.bladeshades? Doesn't matter.
Bladeshades.com. Okay. Yeah. And we do have international shipping now, so if you're listening to us all around the world, you can get your blade shades. We are on Amazon.com, and we'll be soon on Amazon.ca in Canada here.
Yeah, which is, I never thought I'd have a product on Amazon.
I never, like,
hey?
It's messed up
trying to learn that. I mean,
it's surreal.
We got lots of help.
Yeah, I mean, once again, you never get through this life alone, but it's also, I think, like, we put in the time and effort of, you know, vlogs, reaching out. How many calls have we had with people over the years for people to work with? And
oh, great people. Everybody's been great.
We've been lucky.
And the last talk we had there with Trey, what a super guy.
Yeah, we had a guy who's working on a really cool project we can't really speak too much on, but he's going to want to work with us on a couple things, and you guys will see that probably coming up on our social on Instagram, or we do a vlog of it, you know. But it was an hour call, and I think we talked about what we were going to do,
and he's just
and
a
for like
super
10
guy.
minutes, like how we're going to work together. The rest of the time we were just like meeting a new friend.
It was
pretty cool.
It was like talking to an old friend.
Yeah,
so cool.
So we're actually, which is a good segue into going to Minnesota and Chicago, we're actually going to get to meet a ton of some of our friends that we've known over social and have talked for years. We're going to get to meet them in person.
Yeah. Finally shake their hands and
No Name Hockey is going to be there. Jason, who's more than generous with the stuff he sent goal sticks. Ken's finally got out of his Northland, Sherwood wood, no curve
cool.
sticks.
Cool.
No Name sent him on a custom Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave goal stick.
I don't want to use it. I want to wreck it. It's just too nice.
It's too nice.
I should mount that on a plaque.
And Landon us.
And then say, a stick with no name. I love it.
You got to write the song. through an ice with a stick, whatever it was.
I've been on the ice with a stick with no name. It feels good to be back in the game. Because you're ever out.
You always get losing here. You always lose it. Anyways, if you guys want to check out No Name Hockey, go to nonamehockey.co and use the code FANCAVE to save 15% on anything. He's fitted us out with gear and sticks, so I'm really excited to meet Jason. I actually found out today that he was going.
Did he call you or that?
No, we were just talking.
That's
and
awesome.
I think I saw a post about him say about going to Minnesota. So
he's close.
In Winnipeg, yeah.
Yeah, he's
not
close.
Too far.
Down the road.
Same type of climate, I guess.
Yeah.
But
so it's probably warmer in Minnesota.
For sure. So we're going to those
then,
type of people. Who else are we going to? The Wraparound guys?
Yep.
Matt
Wraparound,
Lee.
Great guys.
Go check them out, wraparound.com.
At least this is what I heard.
Yeah, at least what I heard.
And Wraparound guys, super guys. We've been talking to them for quite a few years now.
Chris,
who?
And then we have Vinny.
Vinny Sauce Kit, man.
Hockey Sauce Kit right here.
The guy's so chill.
Our first ever partner who ever sent us anything free, didn't ask anything in return.
Yeah.
Just, I wrote an email showing a little bit of the cave, telling a bit of the backstory of what Ken's made and what we're trying to do. And he was on board and has been supporting us for over 3 years. Same thing, use the code FANCAVE, get your sauce kit, you will not regret them. We use them almost daily here when in the summer when we have the weather. Almost more than
it's
daily.
A great product for the summertime. Absolutely fantastic.
I'm trying to get my buddy, and I think he is, but taking his sauce kits to his wedding. So I'm in his wedding. So it'll be like, you know, the lawn games?
Yeah.
But with the sauce kit. So it's like your party. So instead of lawn bowling or throwing bean bags, there's going to be sticks.
And if you get it in, they got to do a shot or they
something. Something, yeah. They can figure it out. But anyways, cool. Where I'm really looking to meet Vinny. You met Vinny. And once again, a great another segue into the second part of our trip. So we go to Minnesota for about 7 days for the conference. For the convention, and then because we're already pretty close, we're gonna go to Chicago
instead of flying directly home. We're over in that part of the country.
Yep. So we're gonna go to Chicago for three-ish days, and we're gonna meet with Vinny and a few other potential retailers for the Blade Shades and kind of anyone else who really wants to. And we're gonna see a bit of the sights.
And we will be at the Hawks game against Arizona. Hopefully.
We will. Yes.
Yep. So 11th, check us out
on the 11th, I think. Right? Yes. Yeah. So we'll be there.
Be done by that. Well, they do the broadcast in between the first and second period. We'll be down there, not on the air, but we will be in the crowd.
We
so if you
take
see
the
us,
giant Blade Shades and put them up behind the thing with the mirror. Oh, that would be.
They wouldn't allow us to
no,
take
no,
them
we
in the
can, arena. No chance.
Well, we took in the giant glove last time.
The glove's fine. That's a little safer than glass and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So but if you do see us in the crowd there, yeah, come up and say hi, like Jack did that
Jack
time.
Did, yeah, and we've talked to him for a bit after. So Ken and his family went to Chicago off the generosity of a really nice guy who saw this article in the Chicago Tribune. So Ken has gone. I haven't. But that's also one reason, because you've always said, we got to get you to Chicago and so forth. So this opportunity came up where we could blend a little bit of a trip, hockey trip, but also with the Blade Shades. So what should I expect in visiting Chicago now that you went for a week, 10 days? What advice would you give me about traveling in Chicago?
It's a great city. It's cold as hell. Very cold. But the people, just wonderful people. The food is unbelievable. The bean, I love Chicago. It's just so cold.
And the Hawks are there.
You're gonna love. I think you might even turn into a Hawk fan temporarily.
Oh, temporarily, yeah, yeah. I'm not that guy who, you know, I'm not really a conflict driven.
You got a
person.
Hawks jersey. That...
I have a nice Hawks jersey. They got me when they were in Chicago, so I'm definitely in due respect for the Blackhawks. Blackhawks fans can. And the guy who's going to be hosting us there, I'm definitely going to be a Blackhawks fan for that game. Yeah. And but I will not be switching. I'm a Pens fan.
And we're going to be meeting Nick in Chicago, a friend of ours.
Buddy Nick, beauty.
And who else is there?
You have buddy.
Well, Vinny's going to be there too.
Vinny's going to be there. Yeah, I think he's going to meet us at the game. And so for us, you looked up this morning. You saw someone talk about the best hot dogs or something in Chicago.
Portello's. I was watching YouTube station, but I've been to Chicago. We went to Portello's. It was awesome hot dog. Best strawberry shake on the planet.
At the hot dog place?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You got to get the strawberry shake. Yeah.
So I think we're going to be kind of, I don't know if me, I'm going to be like kind of a foodie when I'm there. It's one of the like classic places to go for a deep dish.
Yep.
And a few other things that they're known for.
You got to go on a diet before you go. And if we...
And this is after I told you I got McDonald's last night after my hockey game.
Well, that McDonald's. You can't go around McDonald's in a pinch.
McDonald's. Reach out to us. You can sponsor...
Lenny McDonald. But I think if we do have the opportunity, I'm not saying we do, but if we do have the opportunity to go to Gibson Steakhouse, probably the best steakhouse in Chicago.
Wow. Gibson's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
I remember you went there. You had the big tomahawk?
No, that was in Vegas.
Place? Oh,
this,
in Vegas.
This is a big... I ordered my steak last night at the keg I went to, and I ordered it medium plus, like Alex told me to.
Yeah, and?
And it tasted great.
Yeah, good, yeah. So we've learned.
Yeah, you're gonna, yeah. And we got to go, which I've never been, so we're going to experience this for the first time in Chicago, is Navy Pier.
Oh, right.
So I've never been there.
Yeah,
so
good. So we can kind of do something new for you, not just kind of recreate
you were doing before. What the YouTube channel showed me this morning, that this Ferris wheel goes year-round. They go on this giant Ferris wheel. And you can video a vlog way the hell up there. And I'm not a big fan of rides.
Little GoPro Ken.
Me and Landon are not a fan of rides. How about you? Are you?
Oh, yeah. I love them. Can't get enough of them.
Oh.
Give me the Canada Wonderland, the Superman.
Okay, but no rocking the thing. Or,
oh, yeah. We will for
I'm
sure.
I'm just going to step off.
I'm going to try to make you throw up. Just not on my expense.
No, it's not throwing up. It's just that feeling in your stomach. That
I love that feeling.
I hate that
feeling. Where it drops? Like if you go over a big lake speed
bump. No, you like that?
I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you a story about a Ferris wheel.
Great.
No, this is a true story. When I was like 7 years old, my father, a local fair in town here, he put me on this thing. And it was at behind the Memorial Arena here. And that thing went around. And I was probably the only one on the Ferris wheel. And I remember as I came over the top, and I'm freaking out. And I'm going around, I'm freaking out. And I'm screaming.
It's just the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel. I was losing my mind. And after about the fourth time, they stopped it and let me off. And I've never been on a Ferris wheel.
You're traumatized.
I've actually been on the Ferris wheel.
How much money has that cost you in therapy bills?
I don't like rides.
Well, we're on one hell of a ride here at the cave for kind of what we've done in the past.
I will bite the bullet going on a Ferris wheel if it means let's get some followers.
If it's for the vlog, if it's for sales, or
you
I'll
see
do
these
it.
People do for that the slingshot thing. Are you kidding me?
What would you pass out?
I would not. I would.
If you did, if you went on, are you the type of person that in that moment, because you have this kind of fear, would you pass out?
I think I'd probably die. I would have a heart attack and drop dead right there. You see somebody die right on his. That would be me.
We'd probably break. I'd
have a freaking million jammers.
Yeah.
And then you think it's passed out? No, I'd be dead.
Yeah. But we would get so many views. We'd probably get. We actually might get monetized on YouTube from that. We're still trying to get those hours in for view time.
The only way I'd ever go on something like that is if the bet is and the win
it's like, worth it.
Yeah, like pay off my house, I'm on it, and I will maybe just no, crazy. I don't even know if I'd do that.
No, I think if you feel like you would have heart issues on it, it would have to be pretty crazy to do it. So we won't do that, and you know, hopefully we don't run into any tough Ferris wheels on the trip to Minnesota.
We should look into Navy Pier more and see what's they said. There's carnival there type thing, and you know, shoot some.
If you guys are listening to this will go up pretty much right away, and today's Sunday, so we got about 15 days before we go to Chicago. If you guys are, if you're out there on the vlog, in the comments below, let us know where we should go in Chicago. What should we see? I mean, we do this all the time with our, like, I'm about to read some comments. We want to bring our audience into what we do. So if you have a good spot to go in Chicago or even Minnesota, please let us know. We love to have that inside information, not just try to do all the touristy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know much about Minnesota, but somebody said in Chicago.
Hockey town.
Yeah, in Chicago, you can skate around the Bean area. There's a, like, you skate down this pathway.
Oh, that'd be cool. It's kind of like the river in Ottawa, right?
But not even close
to
that.
Not close. That's beautiful.
We got to go there sometime.
Well, we'll try to. Yeah, I think we're going to try to make it out east. There's a whole bunch of hockey tournaments. I think we're just starting to get into the cyclical.
ODR. Oh, my God.
The outdoor rinks, tournaments, and all that. I feel like we, you know, had the release of the Blade Shades, but taking them to outdoor rink tournaments is on the
radar. Speaking of that, let them know about you guys going on the ice in Minnesota.
Yeah, so we got invited, Landon and I got, and Ken, the cave, got invited to participate in an influencer business kind of hockey game, like that night on the first night of the trade show. We get to go on and play with a whole bunch of other people, like Vinny from Hockey Sauskit, and we're pretty pumped about it. We're trying to decide, I think Landon's going to play. Ken's gonna be on the bench, and then I think I have to record it.
I'll be coaching.
Ken will be coaching, having a few pints after a long day.
Absolutely.
And we will. He'll be freezing though, I can tell you now. And then
why is it indoor?
I have no idea.
Oh, it better be.
Oh my God. So we're gonna go to that, and I feel like I gotta take my camera on the ice and film, because there's gonna be some great personalities, and I just feel like it'd be. I'm not the best player out, so I feel like we'd get a better. I feel like I would actually enjoy it more by filming, because I really do enjoy that process of capturing that emotion of the moment and certain things. So I feel like we'll have some fun with that.
And on the bench, I can have a camera and I can maybe catch.
Yeah, I got two cameras now, so we can Ken can do it.
Give it a shot there, and it might be something that I might.
Or go live. You know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we.
Where was it at though?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. I haven't got the information. So, like we touched on, we're going to Minnesota, and then for the Let's Play Hockey Expo, on to Chicago, do some fun stuff there. We'll be bringing Instagram, obviously, everyone, and you know, maybe post a few videos to YouTube after we get back. But what I did today is, for this podcast, I put out to our Instagram, you know, what do you want us to talk about on this podcast? Because Ken and I always, we have kind of like a guideline of this conversation, but the one thing I've learned with Ken and I is it's good to have kind of a direction. but we can go like 92 different directions before we get to that final goal. So we kind of like to have the organic conversation of, you know, our personalities. But so people want us to talk about the road to Minnesota, it looks like.
Oh, they're asking questions right here?
Yeah, so they sent in responses of what they would like to hear. So okay. I have it here. So
did they ask the dates were there?
No, they just said they want us to talk about the road to Minnesota, which is what I'm calling the vlog. It's kind of an homage to the Road to Winter Classic. I wish I had more time to do it every single day and really cinematic, but it's just the raw stuff right now. So we feel like we're kind of giving the day-to-day workings of what it's like here at the cave, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. If you do, please like, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. That it really supports us. Another one thing I wanted to talk about was the Duchene trade.
Oh,
what's your thoughts on the Duchene trade?
That's good for him.
You think so?
He needs a change of scenery.
Did you find it? So Duchene has a history.
But did you see that he played against his team right?
That's his history. Yeah. When he got traded before, this is the second time that's happened. Where he got traded, and then like he played against his old team. So I think it was the Avalanche traded him to Ottawa, and it was literally the same thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh my God. So I knew
we talked about the new
Shane. How strange is that? So
it's kind of his thing now. So
why?
Any trade rumors, it's like he's looking at the schedule to see who he's going to play. He might get traded there. I don't know.
But. Oh my God. I didn't know that.
So
he almost scored.
We did, yeah. That was Thomas Vahey. Thank you for your comment and participating and giving us the kind of topic here. So, Ken, if you were in the NHL and this happened to you,
the Noonhour League, yeah.
Yeah. If you were to get traded and literally it was a home game, so he literally just had the same routine, but he just went to a different dressing
happened
room.
Happened to me.
If it happened
it
to
did.
You.
Oh, in real life.
In real life.
It did happen to me.
Tell us that story then.
In Junior B.
I haven't heard this one. Tell me this.
In Junior B. Back in Junior B, you had to sign you in the catchment. You could not go to another team in your local area.
Like the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, you could not leave. And I was playing for Juan Ifuca in Junior B, and we were not making the playoffs. There's no way in hell we could. And so Esquimalt needed a goaltender to go deep into the playoffs, and they asked me, and I went up to my coach. I said, can you release me? He goes, no. And I said, come on, we're not making the playoffs. And this went on for, dragged on for a few weeks. He wouldn't sign anything. He wouldn't release me. Whoa. And finally, I just went up, and this was going on for weeks, and I said, Coach Barkley, I want to be released. And he lost his mind. He flipped out. He says, go then. So I signed. I go into Esquimalt. I go to the head president's place, and I had to sign the contract that I'm now Esquimalt's property.
Right.
And I said, before I sign, I want three things. I said, I'm the number one goaltender now. You're number one goaltender now. Back up.
Yeah.
They said, done. I said, I want number 35.
Okay.
And they said, we'll make that jersey for you. And I said, I want that game on the 9th, whatever day it was.
To play against your old team.
They said, done. So I signed. And
did those all come?
They all came true. I won 14 games in a row, 13 or 14 games for Esquimalt at the time. And then me and Murray Allen, all of a sudden, I was like a superstar then. And there was a big scholarship. They started filling up forms, and I was getting a scholarship. Oh, yeah, this is all crazy crap.
Holy jeez.
Won first star so many times. I was signing autographs in the dressing room. It was really a neat time of my life. And then we finally go back to Juan Ifuca, and we play against my old team. And I'm nervous.
Well, I am nervous.
And everybody, all the guys off my old team, the girlfriends were all up in the stands. And the first shot on net from center ice, I'm going to say center ice, or just it went in. First shot.
Where'd it go on you?
I was watching it go by. Went low stick side. And who scored it was Hofer.
Oh, it was Hofer, really?
Yeah.
Hofer is Ken's player buddy that had just passed away probably a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's why kind of my reaction is that's pretty a unique thing.
Yeah, it was. And then after that goal went in, who went up to me? John Ensminger and a couple guys says, relax, we'll take care of this. And we beat them. I stopped Barry McLaughlin, one of our top guns on my old team, came down, stopped him a few breakaways. We won the game 9-1.
So the one goal you let in was the one shot, from center.
First shot on net. We won the game 9-1. And at the end of the game, you shake hands, and three or four of my old teammates wouldn't shake my hand. Sad. And then Hofer shook my head and he never let me live that goal
down. Of course not. I would never let you live that down, too. I could you imagine if Landon Kensun did that to me last night?
We'd never let you live
down. No, I never. This would have been on the vlog. It would have been live streamed.
I'd have to get footage somehow. We'd have to recreate it.
Yeah. And you know what it is? You remember those the dramatizations when they had like different actors? So it's like we'd have to have someone other than Landon and I playing it, you know, when they have it on TV and it's like, you know, the certain celebrity isn't there to reenact it or whatever. So we do a dramatization of it. But yeah, I don't think I would let you live it down either if I scored from center on you.
Well, Hofer shook my hand though.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, that just is an attestment to his character. His character and his son's character too. I've met him a couple times too. So, so with the Duchene trade, if you guys weren't aware, he got traded. This is the second time this happened, where he got traded to the team he was playing against that night, and it was in Ottawa, and he got traded. He got traded to Columbus, and so he literally just same routine, go home, do all that, and then come to the game, and you go to the different dressing room.
Yeah.
What would be the biggest challenge, do you think, of that? Would it be the mental?
But he's already done it though.
It is the second time. So what do you think the challenge would be? Would it be like the personal side of like, hey, I've got to get my family to Columbus now?
No,
is it going to be on the ice? Is it going to be?
I think the first thing as he's walking in, he's done this before. I think he was probably laughing. I'm doing it again.
All you can do is really laugh type thing.
Because
there's a lot of things that go into getting traded. Like I remember just thinking about like crap. Like his family is trying to do we sell the house now in Ottawa or a condo? He has a young, very young baby. I think it's like 2-3 months old. So I'm just kind of getting into the psyche of like that's a screwy situation.
I think a lot of players though keep their home base where they're from though. You know, I don't think they totally
rent a place in Ottawa, but have that.
And
whenever you visit. But anyways, the Duchene trade, another unique kind of thing for the trade deadline. A few different, you know, there's actually moves happening this year for trade deadline, which is nice to see.
What is the last day of the...
Oh, God, it's coming up.
Is it tomorrow?
It's pretty close. I could pull up my phone. I should probably know this, but...
I think it's...
Matt Zuccarello went to Dallas.
Yes.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Dallas needs some help.
That's
man, they
good.
Got
That's a good
look
call.
Look at the lineup. Like, Dallas, like, what the hell? Like, you put it on paper.
It's goaltending.
It's not just goaltending. I mean, the star, like, you saw the owner that called out Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin? And, you know what, I don't think it's just on your stars, but when you start looking at, like, for you guys, the Hawks fans, you start looking at the paydays that Kane and Taze are getting, but this year they're earning it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like for Kane's on, I don't know, 14-game, 15-game point streak or something nuts. And
yeah,
it's unbelievable to see them do that. But a lot of times I don't want to say I feel bad for them, for these stars who are making a ton of money with expectations, but I feel like they just maybe get complacent. The paycheck's coming anyways, you know, like.
Same thing, The
team, they don't feel like their team's going to make it to the playoffs, and I don't know.
Get older and sometimes you're chasing that cup, you know. So I maybe they need to change the scenery because I know as a person myself, whenever you go to a different team and throw on a different jersey, you seem to get a little more kick again.
Yeah, you get revitalized. Yeah. It just gets you out of like your comfort zone or kind of knock you out of a rut. That's the best way I'd probably put it. It's like now it's changed, new mentality, new people to play with. The thing that I always found very cool, and I think this just goes across why I love sports in general, not just hockey, is sports is a language in itself. You don't have to, like, you can have a Finn, a Russian, and a Canadian player speaking English.
It sounds like a joke coming here.
Yeah, and none of
flying to Minnesota.
Yeah, and none of them speak a common language. But they can play hockey and they're amazing together. Yeah. You know, like that to me, that's a very cool thing. And you see it across all sports. I think that's kind of what bonds the world together with sport is through that.
Well, and you saw the way hockey people have a different heart. I like that line. But you see the way hockey people bonded with the Humboldt tragedy.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
And I feel like that was another like kind of universal thing that so many people jumped on board with because... Any lot of sports, like I didn't play competitive hockey, but I played competitive soccer, and I rode the buses a lot in university to the games and so forth. I think just the whole situation in which that occurred was really hit home for a lot of people, not just hockey families and hockey players. Yeah. It's like, you know, my parents have sent me on buses for road trips from Regina
ski
to Alberta.
School,
exactly. It's just like you, so feel like, and that's coming up, isn't it? April.
April 6th.
April 6th is the year. So we got to do something cool for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We get back from Minnesota. We can start planning out doing a nice homage to him, to the families of that tragedy. But, you know, I feel like we're making some good progress here on the Cave side with the Blade Shades going to Minnesota. I mean, it's still surreal that we're going to Minnesota. Every year at this time, we talk about, God, I wish we were going to Minnesota, let's play hockey. And then we get to see all these cool videos that people have done from there, and we kind of just get super jealous.
Well, and the people that have reached out to us and that want to see us, and just all the people we've met through the year, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. So anyways, I don't want to drag this on too much. Thank you guys so much for spending time with us here at the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave.
Are we on?
And an episode of Cave Talk. Please subscribe, like, review. Do all the stuff that you need to do.
Cave talking.
You going to rewrite the jingle? make sure you pick up your Blade Shades at bladeshades.com. $39.99 Canadian, $29.99 US with worldwide shipping. And we're on Amazon.com. Thank you, guys. And we will see you when we see you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you in Minnesota or Chicago. Ciao.